Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Please listen carefully to the reading of 2 Peter 2:20, and then try to answer in your own mind how anyone who understands this verse can believe the doctrine of once saved, always saved. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Is it possible to hold the Calvinistic teaching on once in grace, always in grace, in view of this powerful passage? Dr. John MacArthur's book, Saved Without a Doubt, How to Be Sure of Your Salvation, argues that a child of God cannot lose his salvation. He has one chapter which he calls Those Troubling Verses. The only troubling verses Dr. MacArthur found were three: Galatians 5, Hebrews 6, and John 15. Oddly enough, his scripture index never one time lists 2 Peter 2. But one of England's most respected Calvinist scholars, Bishop Michael Green, says in his commentary on the second epistle of Peter and the epistle of Jude, there can be little doubt that the false teachers in 2 Peter 2 had once been Orthodox Christians. Page 118. The false teachers of whom Peter speaks so critically had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are other ways to speak of one's conversion, but can there be the slightest doubt that these people had become Christians? Escaping the pollutions of the world could not be said of those who had not obeyed the gospel. Nobody escapes the pollutions of the world if he does not become a Christian. He may resolve not to engage in certain activities anymore, but he has not escaped until he believes our Lord and obeys Him in baptism. They escape the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then they became entangled again therein. If they had not become Christians, they could not become entangled again therein. They would simply have continued in their life of sin and rebellion. The word again indicates a return to their pre-conversion life. Language demands that we understand that the people Peter is discussing were members of the body of Christ. They not only became entangled again in the life devoted to the pollutions of the world, they were overcome by their former conduct. The tense of the verb overcome means they were in a continuous state of immoral behavior. The same chapter refers to those who have become servants of sin as follows: of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. 2 Peter 2:19. When those who have escaped the pollutions of the world become again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. If Peter did not have in mind apostate Christians, the language makes no sense. How can those who have never become Christians be worse than they were at the beginning? Peter cannot be speaking of alien sinners, that is, those who have never obeyed the gospel. Christians are the only ones who can become entangled again in worldly affairs. Apostate Christians are worse off than if they had never heard the word of the Lord and obeyed it. This is not the only verse which Dr. MacArthur ignored in his book, Saved Without a Doubt. Please listen to what the author of Hebrews writes to some early Christians. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. If the author of Hebrews were not speaking of Christians, why would he call them brethren? The great book of Hebrews has more to say about apostasy than any other book in the New Testament. Those who believe a child of God cannot fall from grace need to read this book very carefully. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.